Mindfulness of breath, thoughts, and mental states. For this guided meditation, we'll begin with awareness of the breath, expand the field of awareness to include thoughts and sensations, and then add instructions for bringing mindfulness to mental states and emotions. By listening to this meditation, you've already done the hardest part. You've begun. Allow the body to settle into a posture that supports the qualities of stillness, alertness, and relaxation. For most people, this can be accomplished by sitting in a chair in a way that embodies dignity without tension. Take a moment now to find a feeling of uprightness in the spine, while at the same time relaxing the muscles in the face, neck, and shoulders. If you're comfortable with it, allow the eyes to close gently. If not, or if you're feeling sleepy, maintain a soft focus on the floor in front of you, letting the eyes take in light without seeking sensory input. Let's begin with three deep diaphragmatic breaths, allowing the out-breath to be even longer than the in-breath. After your third out-breath, let the breath find its own natural pace, relinquishing any control of the breath. Gently begin to gather your attention on the sensations in the belly as you breathe. As you direct your attention to the breath, see if you can bring kindness, patience, and humor to the wandering mind, especially at the beginning of the meditation practice. If you find it helpful, use the labeling technique to help steady the mind on the breath, rising for the in-breath and falling for the out-breath. See if you can savor the experience of the breath as you might savor a gourmet meal. Each bite, each breath, unique and delicious. Maintaining the breath as an anchor or home base for your attention. Now expand the field of awareness to include thoughts as objects of attention. Whenever you become aware of thinking, use a quiet label of thinking, or more specific labels like planning or judging, and see if you can maintain awareness of the thought without either trying to get rid of it or getting lost in the story of the thought. Whether it's a vague wisp of a thought or a strong storyline, simply note thinking, thinking. If the thought fades or vanishes, return your attention to the breath. If a sensation or a sound becomes strong enough to call your attention away from the breath, allow it to become the new primary object of your awareness, exploring the experience with steady, kind curiosity, and without any agenda to change or get rid of it. You might also notice the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, as feeling tones tend to be more apparent with sounds and sensations. Let the breath continue to be your anchor or home base, returning your attention to the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath when thoughts and sensations aren't strong enough to call your attention away, and using a soft mental label to note and acknowledge thoughts, sounds, sensations, and the breath. Now expand your field of awareness even further to include emotions and mental states. These can be challenging to attend to with mindfulness because they can be both very subtle and very strong. Emotions like anger or anxiety can be strong and uncomfortable, making it hard to sit still and be present for them. There are several ways to make this easier. First, rather than pursuing the story in the mind, notice the physical sensations that accompany that emotion. See if you can track the inner geography of anger or fear. It can also be helpful to find an accurate label. There are many flavors of anger, such as irritation, annoyance, rage, resentment, aggravation. Finding the right label can give you the same feeling as hitting a tennis ball on the sweet spot of your racket. It clicks. Sometimes emotions can feel threatening, and there's a fear that they might swallow us up or overwhelm us. As real as this threat might feel, it's usually irrational. You might experiment with saying to yourself something like, "Okay, let me die of boredom, or restlessness, or even frustration." And then see what happens next. For both strong and subtle emotions, it can also be helpful to give yourself permission to just peek behind the curtain for a moment to see what you're feeling. You don't have to stay long or dig anything up. So right now, just take a quick peek. Perhaps feeling right into the center of your chest, giving yourself permission to return to the breath whenever you need to. for the remainder of the meditation. Let your attention move freely to whatever experience is strong enough to call it away from the breath, whether it's a thought, a sound, a sensation, an image, or a mental state. See if you can stay connected to this experience with affectionate awareness, noting with curiosity and interest what happens to it upon observation. When it's no longer predominant, return your attention to the breath. From time to time, notice the quality of your attention, making any adjustments necessary in order to balance your energy and help you to be present and alert. You might also note and label more subtle background mental states, such as calm, boredom, doubt, or apprehension. Again, without needing to change them in any way. In the last few minutes of this meditation, take a moment to reflect on what matters most to you. Without overthinking, editing, or slipping into rumination, see what simple value or quality bubbles up to the surface of your mind. It might be kindness or generosity, authenticity. And now set an intention, like charting a course for a boat, to invite more moments of this quality into your life for the remainder of the day.